And then, what kind of mother would I make? A singular woman? Idiosyncratic? Eccentric? Way too independent? I'm just as brutal in my own self-analysis, Enzo. Would I be prepared to give up my work, my independence, my life? I've never done it for any man. If I were to do it for a child, my life as I know it would be over. By the time I got it back, you'd be 70. And what would I have to look forward to then? Caring for you into old age?
If that's how you feel. I mean, if you're really serious about terminating the pregnancy, why did you even tell me about it? What did you come here for?
She turned dark eyes on him, and he felt their intensity.
I was hoping you might give me a reason not to.
And there was a long silence then.
And what do I find? The night before I get here, you've been drinking too much and end up in bed with another woman. You'd have slept with her if I hadn't phoned when I did. And now you're out getting into fights in the dark and falling off cliffs. It would be laughable if it wasn't so serious.
He held her gaze. His voice was low and steady.
I'll give you one perfectly good reason why you shouldn't have an abortion.
Yes.
We created a life together, Charlotte. But we have no right to end it.
She gasped in frustration and turned away.
I didn't know you'd found religion in your old age.
I haven't, but I spent a lifetime catching people who take lives. I'm not about to sanction the taking of one myself, just because it might not be convenient to you.
She turned back, eyes blazing.
He's not growing inside of you, Enzo. You don't have to give birth to him. And where are you going to be when he's growing up?
Right here, sharing the responsibility.
Oh, just like you were with Kirsty?
Of all the wounds inflicted on him on this dark November night, that was the deepest and hurt the most, not least because it was so unfair.
I never turned my back on Kirsty, he said. Never. It was her mother who closed that door on me, used her own daughter as a stick to beat me with.
But no matter how many times he told himself this simple truth, he still couldn't shake off his sense of guilt.